This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The tech story this Tuesday, as it has been for a day or so now, is about internet privacy, or more accurately, the lack thereof. Nude pictures of the actress Jennifer Lawrence and other female celebrities were posted on a message board called 4chan over the weekend. 4chan hosts completely anonymous discussions, many of which are not remotely safe for work or for this radio broadcast. It's a complicated place, 4chan is. It's home for snark, nastiness, and in the past couple of years, political activism as well. The Occupy Movement's Guy Fawkes masks, remember those? They owe a debt to 4chan. And if you have ever shared a photo of, I don't know, a cat with a weird caption on it, so too do you. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more.
4chan was created in 2003 as a forum where people could discuss various interests, like Japanese comics, each with its own discussion board. And for topics that didn't fit elsewhere, there was B.
People always said, well, if it's too off point or it's too crude or if it's just too, you know, it's too much for the rest of the site, take it to B. Take this discussion to B.
That's filmmaker Brian Knappenberger, who's made a couple of documentaries about the political activism that eventually grew out of 4chan. B remains an anything-goes place and extremely not safe for work.
Like, really awful stuff on B. I would highly recommend nobody going to B at all.
One thing that allows 4chan to be so anarchic is that everyone posting there is anonymous. Engineer Austin Wilson says he's an occasional regular there.
There's no real community to 4chan. There's just a bunch of people that go to this website, but they don't know who any of the other people are.
Other stuff grew out of B, some of which filtered out to the rest of the world. One was LOL cats, those pictures your niece sends you. Another was the political group that calls itself Anonymous, which got known for shutting down corporate and government sites, often to protest privacy breaches. McGill University anthropologist Gabriella Coleman studies 4chan and Anonymous. She says there are some obvious contradictions here.
On the one hand, there clearly is this value placed on privacy and anonymity and shielding the self. But on the other hand, 4chan is, you know, an epicenter for kind of violating people's privacy by exposing people's photographs.
In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.